Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Salam. We did three hadiths previously. And the first one we did was the hadith of Bara' ibn Azib radiallahu anhu. And he mentioned that Amarana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bisab'in. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had commanded us with seven things. And one of the things he mentioned there was ifsha'u salam, that making salam common amongst yourselves. And then we did the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا, that you will not enter Jannah until you believe, and you do not believe until you love one another. And the third hadith is the one we did yesterday of Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, that he says that he heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning that أفشوا السلام أطعموا الطعام, that hadith where he mentioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that make salam common amongst yourself. And in the end, he said, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do when a person does this, he feeds people, he makes salam common, he joins family ties, and he performs salat whilst people are sleeping. He said, تدخل الجنة بسلام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that you'll enter Jannah easily, you'll enter Jannah peacefully. So, now, men, the reason I'm mentioning these hadiths is we look into our lives when we hear a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to what extent we make amal on it. And today's hadith will show us to what extent Sahaba would take the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to what extent they would make amal on it. So to what extent they valued the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they took it, and when they heard something from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was it. They didn't think any further. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they maximized upon the words and the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith عن الطفيل ابن أبي ابن كعب رضي الله عنه أنه كان يأتي عبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله عنه. هذا الطفيل, who was the son of أبي ابن كعب, his name was طفيل. He was not a Sahabi, he was a Tabi'. رحمة الله عليه. He was the son of أبي ابن كعب رضي الله عنه. His father was a Sahabi, but he was a Tabi, meaning that he didn't see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he would come and he would visit Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was a Sahabi. So the first lesson we learn from here is that we should try and visit the ulama. We should try and take benefit from the ulama. Isn't it such a thing that we did our madrasa when we were young and that's it? Learning stops. But learning continues. A person continues learning and learning and learning. And if a person has this practice of continuously going to the ulama to learn, there's great hope, inshallah, when this person passes away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him up amongst the ulama. Although he wasn't a baqaida alim in this world, but because he continuously learned and learned right up to his last moments, his great hope, inshallah, Allah Pak will raise him up amongst the ulama. So this was a tabi. He didn't say that my father was a great sahabi. I don't need to go and frequent the ulama. I don't need to go and spend time in the company, in the suhbat of any senior person. But he would go and he would frequent. So Hazrat Tufail, rahmatullah alayhi, would go and he would sit in the company of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, was a great sahabi also, was the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So the hadith goes on to say, فَيَغْدُوا مَعْهُ إِلَى السُّوقِ, he would go with him also to the marketplace. So Hazrat Tufail would go to visit Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, and they both now would go to the marketplace. قَالَ فَإِذَا غَدَوْنَا إِلَى السُّوقِ. Now Tufail, Hazrat Tufail rahmatullah alayhi, is explaining the whole encounter. So this is the next thing we learn, is when we spend time with the pious, the things that we learn from them, the nasihat we learn, the things that we see from them and we benefit from them, these are the things which you share with others. Many of us may have seen senior ulama, people like maybe Mullah Yunus rahmatullah alayhi, other senior ulama we may have met and spent time. So some of the teachings that we learned, some of the things that we have seen, we should try and share it. Like Hazrat Al-Tufayl rahmatullah alayhi sharing this incident with us, so we can benefit. So like that, we learn something from some pious person, we should also try and share it. So he's saying that we would go to the marketplaces. لَمْ يَمُرُّ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ عَلَى سَقَّاطٍ وَلَى صَاحِبِ بَيْعَةٍ وَلَى مِسْكِينٍ وَلَى أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِ. That Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu would not pass by anybody selling any inferior goods or any other goods, nor would he pass by any poor person, or nor would he pass by any person, except that he would make salam to them. So any person, whether the person is selling cheap goods, he's selling expensive goods, this person may be a poor person, no matter who he is, every single person we would pass, he would make salam to that person. And then he goes on to say, قَالَ الطُّفَيْلِ فَجِئْتُ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ بْنِ عُمَرُ يَوْمًا فَاسْتَتْبَعَنِي إِلَى السُّوقِ. He said that one day I went to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, like how I would regularly go. I went to him. So he asked me to accompany him to the marketplace. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ Then I told him, مَا تَصْنَعُ بِالسُّوقِ What work have you got in the marketplace? The reason is, وَأَنْتَ لَا تَقِفُ عَلَى الْبَيْءِ You don't go and sell anything there. وَلَا تَسْأَلُ عَنِ السِّلَعِ Nor do you even ask about any product. وَلَا تَسُومُ بِهَا Nor do you even find out about the prices. You don't bargain. You don't have anything to do with the marketplace. You go there, but you don't have anything to do with any of the products. You don't even ask about the products. You don't even ask about the prices. وَلَا تَجْلِسُ فِي مَجَالِسِ السُّوقِ Nor do the assemblies and those gatherings that take place in the marketplace. You don't even attend those gatherings. In other words, you have nothing, no connection with the marketplace. Why do you want to go there? Then he's saying, وَأَقُولُ أَجْلِسُ بِنَا هَا هُنَا نَتَحَدَّثُ Why don't we sit here and we talk? Whatever discussion we want to have, why do we need to go to the marketplace? Let's have our discussion here. قَالَ يَا أَبَا بَطْرِ Now Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu replied, he said, Oh Abba Batr, this is the expression, Hazrat Tufail rahmatullahi alayhi was a fat person. He had a big belly. So he said, Oh person with a belly, Oh father, in literal translation, Oh father of the belly. In other words, Oh person that has got a stomach. Now this expression also can be used when two people have got taluk and that person doesn't mind it. Somebody who's got a close relationship with another person and he calls him a certain name, a certain pet name or a certain name in a joking way or in a way that will increase muhabbat is no problem. Who's relating the hadith is Tufail Rahmatullah Ali and he's even narrating what words Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu called him in that narration. In other words, he didn't mind it. He didn't have any problem with it. So here it is permissible. Anyway, he tells him, وَكَانَ الطُّفِيلَ ذَا بَطْنٍ إِنَّمَا نَغْدُو مِنْ أَجْلِ السَّلَامِ He tells him that the only reason we are going to the marketplace is to make salam. We're just going to greet the people. Every person we see, now that wasn't like our mall like we have today, huge malls where every shop is 120 square meters, 200, 300, sometimes 1,000 square meters. These are all small, small stalls. So one can imagine how many people they would have greeted on the way to the marketplace. He said, we only going there, إِنَّمَا نَغْدُو مِنْ أَجْلِ السَّلَامِ فَنُسَلِّمُ عَلَى مَنْ لَقِيْنَاهُ And we make salam to whoever we meet. So this was the amr, this was the level of practice of Sahaba. That when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make it common amongst yourself, they took it to a different level. Every single person they would greet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of taking the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seriously, practicing upon the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one point under this hadith. Now Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, we can see what a high level sahabi he was. There was no effect by the marketplace on him. In other words, those goods and all didn't attract him. He had nothing to do with it. He was going there with a different maqsad. People like us now shouldn't think, you know, we must let us go into the marketplaces, let us go into the bazaars, in the malls. We are people that will get affected by these things. So unnecessarily we shouldn't go there. Because we are not of that level. But what we can lesson we can take from this hadith is wherever we got a chance to greet a Muslim, greet a person, we should greet him with salam. So that we can also benefit from these beautiful hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.